MSO News, giving voice to the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Tuesday, May 30, 2023, brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. Sunny today, temperatures in the low 60s. High tide, Gloucester Harbor, 8:33 p.m. As we start a new work week, Salem has a new mayor.
I, Dominic Pangallo,
Do solemnly swear
that I will faithfully and impartially
discharge and perform
all the duties incumbent upon me
as
mayor of the city of Salem.
Dominic Pangallo was sworn in as mayor Saturday afternoon, and he delivered an upbeat yet realistic message to those in attendance at the Bentley School.
We can be a city that recognizes our housing challenges aren't about buildings and zoning alone. They're really about people. People who are living here in Salem today, who grew up here and raised families here, who can't afford to remain in the place that they love. They were here for their city, strengthening our neighborhoods, opening businesses, teaching in our schools, and keeping our streets safe. Now they need their city to be there for them. They need us to be there to speak up for real affordability, even when the conversations are hard, especially when they're hard. Because the way forward to the Salem we know we can be, it's a challenging road at times, we know that. But there are no shortcuts on that road. That's the path that's ahead of us, towards what's possible. And it's one we're traveling on together.
Pangallo is the former chief of staff for former Salem Mayor Kim Driscoll, who was in attendance for the ceremony on Saturday. With Pangallo taking over, acting mayor Bob McCarthy ends his time as leading the city.
It's been a lot of great things. It's been a great 4 to 5 months. I live by my philosophy I developed early on, back to basics. We tried to get back to the basics of, you know, quality of life issues here in Salem and dealing with constituent services. So it's been a great 4 months. Obviously, putting together the budget was a big thing. So we're really excited. We submitted the budget on time, sat down with incoming Mayor Pangallo for about 8-10 hours last week. So we got him up to speed. So I think it's be a good transition. It'll be smooth. I think everything's going to go fine.
McCarthy will be returning to the city council, and he previews the work ahead.
Obviously, to continue to work with our constituents and bring forth good legislation and good government to Salem, continue to doing the good work that they're already doing. So.
Salem City Councilor Bob McCarthy has told the Salem News that he will not be running for re-election to the City Council this fall. Two shootings occurred in Revere over the weekend. WFXT-TV is reporting today that a juvenile male has been arrested for his involvement in one of the shootings. A 17-year-old girl was struck by a bullet on Shirley Avenue, and later two people were shot on Revere Beach near the bandstand. The victims were taken to hospitals with non-life-threatening injuries. Revere Beach was reopened on Monday for the Memorial Day holiday. The Daily Item is reporting today that the Department of Conservation and Recreation is looking for lifeguards this summer. The job features an hourly pay rate as well as an opportunity for bonuses. The city of Newburyport will be kicking off Pride Month celebrations on Friday with its Pride flag-raising ceremony. This is Mayor Sean Reardon.
Governor Maura Healey herself is coming to the flag raising, and I'm getting emails and phone calls from other state legislators and state officials who want to come to the event as well. So really exciting. We're going to do that at 4 o'clock, and it's not going to be a long ceremony, but there'll be some music here. Maura Healey will speak. I have a proclamation that I'm going to give. And then we're going to raise the flag. So it's going to kick off a great weekend, Pride weekend here in Newburyport.
The city will be hosting a Pride parade on Saturday.
So on the next day, on June 3rd at 12 o'clock, we're going to have our first Pride parade here in Newburyport, and the mayor's office is putting that on. We have about 250 marchers already signed up for this parade, and they're going to set up at Bartlett Mall, and we're going to march down Green Street essentially to the waterfront. So it's a small parade this year, but again, please plan on coming out. It's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to hope for a nice weather day, but it's going to be a great event that we're going to continue each year here in Newburyport.
Newburyport Mayor Sean Reardon. Our area may be impacted today from smoke coming from wildfires in Nova Scotia. WCVB-TV is reporting that the plume of smoke is likely to impact southeastern Massachusetts and may affect air quality during the day. As of yesterday, the wildfires were out of control and had burned several homes in Nova Scotia. Sports next with Bill Newell.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
This is MSO Sports, bringing voice to the North Shore. The Celtics lost to the Miami Heat last night in Game 7 of the NBA Eastern Conference Finals, 103-84. The Celtics were down in the series 3-0, ran off 3 straight wins before losing the deciding game last night. The Red Sox were off yesterday. They'll host the Reds starting a series tonight at Fenway Park. Endicott Baseball, 45 wins, 7 losses, heads to Cedar Rapids, Iowa for the College World Series, which begins on June 2nd, Friday. All contests will be played at Veterans Memorial Stadium. Endicott coach Brian Haley.
Yeah, it's been a little bit of a whirlwind, but I think, you know, like we've talked about, the program made history today. I do think there's a legacy that comes with that. There were a lot of alumni out there. There was hug after hug after hug. I love how the success has brought people together to watch these guys celebrate, not only with each other, but then with their families, and then extended families, and then with other people in the community. It's special, and I think it's something, like Joe said, he'll never forget, I'll never forget. No one will forget, because it's that kind of moment. It's really hard to do. And these highs in life are really hard to forget.
Haley had to leave the team briefly last week to see his dad, who was in a hospital in Maine. And he did not forget him after last weekend's big NCAA series win against Ithaca.
Yeah, I got to start again with my dad. I'm sorry, but thoughts and prayers to you, Dad. I love you, thinking about you, praying for you. Hope to see you soon. Obviously, a huge, huge congratulations to Ithaca on a great year. Great baseball team, battle all the way through both games. Have a ton of respect for them, their coach, and the way they play. Really, really impressive.
Endicott College baseball coach Brian Haley. They'll play Baldwin Wallace Friday afternoon at 2:15. The 2023 high school regular season for spring sports is over. Up next, the playoffs for many teams. They'll be informed on their playoff matchups sometime tomorrow. We are always looking to identify and celebrate outstanding local sports performances on the North Shore. In a podcast interview this weekend, Georgetown High School baseball coach Phil Desolitz noted their ace pitcher, Zach Gilmore, 7-2 on the season.
I believe he deserves player of the year the way that he's gone all season. You know, he's thrown 56 innings. He's 7-2. You know, one of those losses was a tough 2-1 loss to Triton, where, you know, Griffin Dupuy just threw a great game against us. You tip your cap. Both pitchers threw a great game. He's 7-2, one save. He's given up 8 earned runs all year. He's got a 0.98 ERA. And he's taken the ball for us in every big game, and he's just been unbelievable this year.
That's sports. Have a great Tuesday and a good week ahead. Along with Rick Moore, I'm Bill Newell, thanking you for joining us on North Shore Today.
We are MSONewsSports.com, the North Shore's news and sports website, featuring North Shore Sports Night, Monday nights at 7, the North Shore and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk shows, hosting on Thursdays, North Shore Today, the area's multimedia, community-based daily magazine. Our connections feature interview segments. Spread the word about MSONewsSports.com as we support North Shore communities with our exclusive content, powered by Moynihan Lumber, Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire.